Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to a Marks and Reese show the day after the day after. Well, it just may have been the end of the season for the Eagles, but not so fast, my friend. They're still in it. We'll talk about it. I'm not going to sell it, Ike, Reese.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do a good job of selling it either.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe by Friday I feel a little bit better. But
I took some peeks at the Redskins schedule and whatever else. And it'll be, you know what? It'll be a good discussion because for better or for worse, all three teams other than the Giants are actually very much in the divisional race.
Yeah, I got news for you. If you thought you could turn the page on this season and just not pay attention anymore, you're wrong, because this division is so up in the air that unless the Eagles just lose out the rest of the season, they're more than likely going to be in this thing at worst until week 14 or 15.
Yeah.
They just are. I mean,
got to start winning some games, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. Now, you mess around and lose, three in a row, four in a row, then yeah, then maybe you're mathematically eliminated by the time you get to week 14. But, you know, we feel this week will be a tough, obviously tough game to go down there and pull out. I will say this, the one caveat, even though I will not be picking the Eagles this week, there's no suspense to that, because guess what? Who the hell will be picking the Eagles this week other than someone who just wants to stick out? I will say this. I've seen stranger things happen. That's the beauty of this game, that just because you beat a team that day doesn't necessarily mean overall you're the better team. It just means you were better that day for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen strange things happen. That being said, I know I'm not, I believe this, speak for you, we're not necessarily ready to turn the page to New Orleans.
Nope.
So we continue to look at this team and how they arrived at 4-5, and how did we get to this? How did we get to this point in the season where there's a good portion of this fan base that feels the season is over with?
Yep.
We're not even at Thanksgiving yet.
No, it's depressing. It is depressing. You're right. It's the day after. So a lot of the emotion from yesterday, and let's face it, the game didn't get over till damn near midnight, right?
Right.
So now you have people that yesterday are tired. It was maybe a holiday, so people didn't have work. So today's kind of a little bit of less emotion talking about the Eagles and the Cowboys game. And like you said, how did you get here? I'll tell you how I think they got here, right? I think it's Doug more than anything. I do. I think if you're looking for the biggest reason why they're struggling right now, if I have to kind of point fingers, and we all know that there's a lot of different reasons. It's not all Doug. Doug's not Rich Kotite. Doug's a Super Bowl winning coach. But Doug's struggling right now, man. And if I'm looking for something that needs to change, if the Eagles have any chance against New Orleans, if the Eagles can run off pretty much the rest of the season to win the division, things got to change. It's got to start with Doug. I know you've been a defender of Doug, but
for good reason.
Well, I mean, listen, Doug's struggling right now. Doug's missing his coordinator right now. Doug's missing his quarterback's coach right now. Doug is swimming in his own head.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about poor practices. He's talking about players not getting enough sleep. His players are yapping about the Cowboys all week, and then they lose. I don't see urgency out of his team. I don't see guys that are hustling to the ball. I see other teams working harder, wanting it more.
Hmm.
And is that Doug's fault? Well, the message isn't being received by his team.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to that, right? Well, obviously, when he's the head coach, he's going to be responsible for the mindset, the culture that he sets with the team down in Novacare. When a team takes the field and they seem to be flat like the offense has been, seemingly every game this year. Yeah, that's going to start with Doug as the head coach, but not just as the head coach, but as the offensive guy. He's the brain,
right?
Brains on the offensive side of the ball. I get that But you know what? I look at the film, man, and I tell you, you know, I look at these players more than anything. I just do. I look at these players more than anything, and I think Doug is the same coach that he was last year. His players just performed in the most critical moments of games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, Doug is the same coach. It's the same coach. And this isn't a slight at Doug, but Doug is in, he's in his, what, 2.5 years as a head coach.
Right.
Had never been a head coach prior to now.
Never really called plays.
Exactly. Well, that's the other point I was going to make. He had never been a coordinator prior to now. Called some plays cosmetically in Kansas City with Andy. Right? You know, he's the same coach. When he won the Super Bowl last year, it didn't make Doug a genius as a coach. Just didn't. He didn't reinvent the wheel.
But I think automatically people assumed he was.
It gave him credibility.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
Yeah.
It gave him credibility, like it's done with a lot of coaches in this league. Now, I will tell you, I still think Doug is one of the five best coaches in this league. I just do. I just do. And I still think that Doug's aggressive mindset would work if his players would actually execute, if his quarterback would throw the ball where it's supposed to go, if they catch the ball when they're supposed to catch the ball, if his offensive line did what they were supposed to do and play the way they did last year. I haven't even gotten on the other side of the football. I'll just stick to the offensive side of the football. But when you give a guy, everybody talks about the run game, right? Everybody talks about the run game. Well, if you had to look at the running backs, the stable of running backs at Doug's disposal, I'm sorry. That's supposed to encourage Doug to run the ball more? No, it's not. And while Howie, who's responsible for personnel, may have thought he was doing the right thing for the team, bringing back Darren Sproles, you know, putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Jay Ajayi, who's on a
too many eggs.
Yeah, he's on shaky legs.
Yep,
and I do mean that literally.
I mean, like you were saying it all offseason.
You knew this when you traded for him.
Yep,
you had been load managing his carries and his practices and things of that nature. So this is what Doug has to go with, you know, bringing Jason Peters back. That's not Doug. That's not Doug. So when you're giving these players to coach and put on the field, again, and I'm not saying every decision to bring the guys back were wrong, but what I am telling you is that those guys aren't giving you what they gave you last year. They aren't giving you that.
That's pretty clear.
So that's why you aren't getting the results that you got last year. And I look at Doug, man, listen, Doug, you're swimming in tough times right now. You're losing games. People want to know why the scoring is down. Everybody wants to question you as a coach and your strategy. If I'm Doug, man, I'm Bill Belichick at the press conference. And you like it or you don't like it. But I'm not going to sit up here and try to explain every decision I make throughout the course of a game. I'm not, because I think Doug gets in trouble doing that.
But he gets in trouble trying to explain everything. He sounded more like year one Doug at press conferences. Angelo the other morning, I'm listening to it, Monday morning, and I'm listening to it and being like, wow, this sounds like Doug, rookie year Doug. This doesn't sound like you guys aren't, I have command this year. Last year from the start, he came out and you could tell that he was trying to reverse the narrative that he was dumb, right? I mean, a lot of, remember, heading into last season, people were like, he's not going to be the coach for us.
Believe me, Mike Lombardi wasn't the only one.
No, he wasn't.
No, he's not the only one.
That, but we, people were talking about, oh, John Gruden's going to be the next coach. He's not going to have what it takes to get Carson Wentz to be a Super Bowl quarterback. But you know what? He won a Super Bowl. So we're past that. But, I mean, I don't think this, back in training camp, it seemed like the Doug was pretty stressed out, that the pressure, I'm not going to say it was getting to him, but he was feeling the pressure of the Wentz injury and the constant talk. Mm-hmm. I think he's still feeling the pressure because now he doesn't have his right-hand man in DeFilippo and Frank Reich. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have familiar faces that he had there that had been coordinators in this league. It's you're relying on guys that you like and were part of your staff, but they're not the same people, right? So, like, last in the points in the first quarter. Last in points in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. That's on a quarterback and the coach. The coach who's coming out with the plays, the scripted plays, starting a game plan. You're last in points in the first quarter. I have to point to the coach.
Yeah, I mean, they should be better than last, but how much better? Like, let's be honest. This isn't the Saints offense. This isn't the Rams offense or the Chiefs offense. So where would they be?
I think you're making excuses. No, they look better in the second half.
They look better in spurts. Yeah, but spurts. They're still averaging barely 20 points a game.
Put one of those spurts in the first quarter then. Mix in a spurt in the first quarter. They're not.
I understand that. But where we disagree is that you're saying it's the coach and the quarterback. I'm telling you, while that may be part of it, these players, it's not as if you're sitting here with a bunch of explosive players at your disposal and you should be going up and down the field scoring points left and right. That's not the case.
They should be doing better with the current team that they have. They should be doing better.
Really?
They should. Yes, they should.
How much better, though? Okay, maybe you shouldn't be 32nd. Maybe you should be 20th.
More than 2.3 points in the first quarter.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's when, if you are suffering from lack of talent, that's when good coaching, good play calling, good game plan, good scripting calls should give you more yards and points. Then by the end of the game, you should be struggling. It's the opposite. It seems like it takes them time to get going here.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. We already have people that without even giving the phone number, that want to defend Doug or want to say that Doug's the problem or want to say that maybe there's some other problems right there. And I might forget about the defense.
No, I'm not.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, it's part of the equation.
Well, of course it's part of the equation.
Well, then
score more than 20 points and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, but don't give up 17-point leads. What do you mean? It's a team game.
I don't want Jim Schwartz to be here past this year. How about that? It would be fine with me if Jim Schwartz rode into the sunset somewhere, got a job somewhere else. He's not getting a head coaching job. Well, I'm not fan of Jim Schwartz, and I'm not saying this defense is any good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't score 20 points in a game week after week, not score enough points in this league, and continue to blame the defense. This ain't the defense.
No, nobody's blaming the defense. I'm telling you that they're part of the reason why the team is 4-5.
Agreed.
Well, I mean,
agreed.
That's the point that I'm making.
That's
a big point. I mean, that's a big factor. Are you looking at the same team I'm looking at? You mean tell
I
me
am.
You're satisfied with the way this defense is playing? This is where numbers can be misleading. This is where numbers can be misleading. Because everyone will say, well, they're averaging giving up 19 points a game, pretty much the same as they were last year. Okay. What does their points look like giving up in the fourth quarter
They're not getting stops.
What do their points look like in the fourth quarter compared to last year? Like, that's key. Like, you can't just play defense in the first two quarters of the game. You got to play defense for four quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get let off the hook.
Well, you're right. I'm not going to sit. I won't sit here and say I even approve at all of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Right? You're right. The difference is points per game. Look at the details of it. Devil's in the details. The details are they're not getting it done. They're not getting stops. Last year they got stops. You can look at the schedule and say stop. Stop. Panthers game. Stop. 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 They got stops late in the fourth quarter. They haven't gotten stops this year. No doubt about it. You're right. I'd be being Skip Bayless and just totally just pretending that's not the case just to prove my point. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different reasons why the Eagles are 4-5 right now. The message from Doug isn't being received by this team. It's not. Watch them. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Jimmy Butler did talk today. We will discuss
you're
Sixers.
Damn right, Jimmy Butler is here.
He's here. I'm supposed to be Rocco.
Well, yeah. We erased that now. That's out.
It's out? No, it can't be. No, it's not out. It will live forever. Like, I will look. No, don't do. Today's not the day to do that. Today's the day not to make fun of Rocco. He was a good 76er for a long time.
Oh.
Come on, man. I do not co-sign this. 888-729-9494. We're starting off talking about Eagles. Don't get me sidetracked here, Ben.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time to throw this party for Rocco.
Exactly. Marks and Reese.
Hold up.
I start with Doug. What you got?
I lost my read.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.